When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
A violent night in East New York where a teenager was fatally shot, three people stabbed in simultaneous incidents just blocks apart.
17-year-old Amir Jordan shot in the head and killed at this restaurant near New Lots Avenue about 8:30 last night. Two men believed to be exchanging gunfire and possibly wearing masks are being sought by police. During this, a 35-year-old man, we're told, was also grazed in the arm. And friends are telling us Amir lives in Bed-Stuy, a couple of miles away, but was here visiting with a girlfriend. Now, minutes later, and less than a half a mile away at Van Sicklen and Stanley, young girls involved in a stabbing incident. Now, we're told a 16-year-old was slashed. 13 and 15-year-old girls were also stabbed in the chest. They're all at stable condition now in Brookdale. Police are telling us they do have a suspect they are questioning in connection to that. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in East New York.
We have a second arrest now in the death of Isaias Portillo of the Bronx, who was not only beaten unconscious in Melrose, but was then struck by an SUV and an NYPD vehicle. 38-year-old Felipe Reynoso has been charged with attempted murder and assault. His arrest follows charges against Luis Torres. He was arrested last week. Reynoso has 20 priors. A new blow to New York State's clean energy plan as a new audit by the state comptroller finds the MTA may not meet its goal of a zero emissions bus fleet by 2040.
The MTA planned on having around 1,000 electric buses by now, but it has fewer than 100. Tina Kim with the state comptroller's office says the manufacturer is behind on production, and for the e-buses that are already in service,
those buses are only, you know, in service 60% of the time that they actually plan for. They also basically tend to do shorter routes.
MTA chairman Jana Lieber isn't arguing.
The electric buses that we have tested so far have not been up to standards. They break down too frequently. We put the manufacturer on notice.
The comptroller's audit also found delays in MTA facility upgrades to get ready for the new e-buses. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A legal battle between Mayor Mamdani and the city council. The mayor is suing the council over a new law they passed that gives $10,000 bonuses to roughly 26,000 teachers' aides. This comes after he declined to veto the bill, presumably because there were enough votes for an override. This means it automatically took effect. But the fight here is over whether the city council has the authority to set compensation outside of collective bargaining agreements. The first payments are due January 1st. The lawsuit could put that on hold. Both New York City and Suffolk County now confirming the first cases of the West Nile virus this year. In Suffolk, it was a Brookhaven resident over 50 who did not require hospitalization. In the city, the patient had spent time at a number of outdoor locations, both in and outside the five boroughs. Dr. Sharon Nachman, Division Chief of Infectious Diseases at Stony Brook Children's Hospital, telling 1010 Winds, she wouldn't be surprised if we see more people getting sick.
Certainly the summer's drawing to a close, but that does not mean that the mosquitoes have gone. People are outside more. They're still having fun in the sun. outside at dusk and dawn, and that's when the mosquitoes feed the most.
West Nile has been identified in more than 1,000 mosquito pools in the city this year. Testing up in Rye and Westchester County, as well as parts of Rockland, Nassau, and Suffolk also turned up positive. West Nile is contracted from a mosquito bite and is not transmitted person to person. Mount Sinai now refusing to accept new patients who are on certain Medicaid and other government-subsidized insurance plans. The policy took effect August 1st. It applies to people on Emblem Health or Fidelis Care Medicaid, Child Health Plus and Essential Plan coverage, as well as certain Fidelis Medicare Advantage plans. In addition, anyone on one of those plans who has not seen a provider there since July 31st of 2025 would be considered a new patient. Emblem Health, which is currently in negotiations with Mount Sinai, says it didn't even know about the change. Politico is reporting that Mount Sinai had posted the changes on its website, but then removed it after they inquired. In a statement released yesterday, Mount Sinai said it regularly reviews participation in health plans and makes adjustments, and notes that the new policy includes exceptions for new transplant, obstetrics, and pediatric patients. A few block stretch of East New York was not the place to be last night. Violent incidents, including one that left a teenager dead.
The police investigation ongoing all night here in East New York. 17-year-old Amir Jordan shot in the head and killed at this restaurant on New Lots Avenue near Miller Avenue. And cops believe there are two men believed to be involved in the shooting. They're being sought by police. Well, a 35-year-old man, we're told, was grazed in the arm during this. Friends are telling me that Amir lives in Bed-Stuy, a couple of miles away, but was here visiting a girlfriend at the time of his killing. Now, at almost the very same time and less than three blocks away from here, there was violence involving teenage girls at Van Sicklin and Stanley Avenue. Two of the girls were stabbed in the chest. They're just 13 and 15 years old. A 16-year-old was slashed. They're all in stable condition at Brookdale this morning, as police do have a suspect they are questioning. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. In Brooklyn.
There's been another subway shoving. This happened just before 4 yesterday morning on the F&D platform at the Rockefeller Center stop, where police say a 72-year-old man was shoved onto the tracks. He was able to pull himself back up safely. He was taken to Mount Sinai West Hospital with a dislocated shoulder. No word on a motive. 40-year-old Francisco Garcia is charged with assault and reckless endangerment. So nothing like being pricked by a needle that somebody tossed in the trash. With more and more people on those GLP-1 weight loss meds, the city sanitation department says that is what's happening to their workers. Deputy Commissioner Joshua Goodman.
Frustrating thing is seeing it increasing. In 2019, we had 25 sanitation workers injured by a needle in the entire year. Here we are halfway through 2026. We're already double that, 49 so far this year.
He says sanitation workers should not have to even worry about such a thing.
They need to be taken to an appropriate disposal site or put inside something very heavy-duty plastic like an old laundry detergent bottle that you then label before you put it in your trash bag.
He tells 1010 Winds they do write tickets when they observe needles being improperly tossed, and that now they're looking to increase the fine from $100 to $250. A body mix-up prompting a multi-million dollar lawsuit against an Upper Manhattan funeral home.
They tell the funeral director that's not my father. The funeral director says, yes, it is.
Long Island attorney Phil Rizzuto says the family of 84-year-old Jose Diaz could not put into words how they feel after going to the R.G. Ortiz funeral home in Washington Heights to mourn their loved one. But instead, they saw a different person.
And they say, this man has hair. My father was bald. This man is younger.
The funeral home did not answer calls for comment. Rizzuto filed a $16 million lawsuit. He says it's one of many against this business.
We've learned that Mr. Diaz Sr. was cremated.
He says there were two Jose Diazes at the funeral home at the same time. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches?
Ah.
Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.